Torah, Tavshinayim Ches. So this requires concentration, okay? So to start off with the Ramban. This Ramban is at the end of Bo, next week's Parsha. It says, V'chein kol kiyotza behen, mitzvahs rabos, zeich l'tzis n'shan. The Ramban is talking about the entire aspect of Yetzias Mitzrayim and how it affects everything in our emuna, and how the experience of Yetzias Mitzrayim was meant to teach us about Hashgacha. So he says as follows. It's a very long Ramban. I only took a small piece of it. He says, "V'chein kol hiyot ben mitzvos rabos zeichel yetzias mitzrayim." There are many mitzvos that we have in the Torah, the zeichel yetzias mitzrayim. "V'kol yos lanu b'chol adoros edus umofsim shlo yishtakhu." Right? This is meant to stick with us throughout all the generations that we should never forget. "V'lo yeh pischon peh l'kofer l'hakchish amunas elokim ki akone mezuzah bezuz echad v'kovel pischon v'niskaven binyana k'ahodu b'chidu sh'olam yediyas habore v'ashkachoso." The government of Uah. The Hemi B'chol Pinus HaTorah. Right? A person, the mitzvahs of the Torah, so many mitzvahs of the Torah are meant to remind us of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And in that way, when we reconnect to Yetzias Mitzrayim, we're always in touch with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashgacha. The fact that he's the Borei Olam, the fact that he's Mashgiach, that he's involved with us, all the things of that nature. He says that you buy a mitzvah. For a zuz, right? Now you can't buy it for a zuz, but actually you buy a zuz, you put up on your door and record, already you've been mowed and you've come to contact and you're coming in and you're coming out of your house, you've been mowed on all these sodos. On Hashem's yediya, on his hashgacha, that Hashem knows what's going on, Hashem's hashgacha, that in nevuah, the hem v'chol pinus haTorah, and you now have, as it were, you've come into contact with all the cornerstones of the Torah.
Remind me, which parshas are in the mezuzah?
But just what he called, just v'shmaya v'im shamoa.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
So it actually doesn't mention before she sees this rhyme, but you know, it's mentioned shema.
Right.
As to tefillin, it's mentioned before.
Right, talks about tefillin also. Talks about tefillin as well, right? I mean, he talks about mitzvahs bechlal,
right?
Talks about mitzvahs bechlal, but again, it's what do you call it? The ikar, right? In terms of Yetzias Mitzrayim, is that it teaches about Hashem's hashgacha, etc. Milvad shehodu shechesed abori gadol meor al osir etzonah shetzion miosu avdus lecheirus vekolad gadol. Yeah, fine. Okay. Uminanisim agdolim. Here, this is what he called. This is where we're coming into what was going to be relevant per se to us. Uminanisim agdolim, and from the great nisim hamufursamim, the famous nisim, other moda benisim and istarim. A person, as it were, is moda benisim and istarim. He comes to grips with that there's such a concept as nisim nistarim as well. Shem Yisoda Torah Kula. The concept of Nisim Nistarim is the foundation stone of the entire Torah. She'ein la'adam chelik v'Torahs Moshe, because a person has no chelik in Torahs Moshe, which is understandable. If you don't have the foundation, then you have no building on top of it. She'ein la'adam chelik v'Torahs Moshe Rabbeinu ad she'namin v'chol dvarenu v'chol mikrenu, that at every event, and everything that we do, everything we revolve with, shekulam nisim, they're all nisim. Ein behem teva u'minhago shel olam. They're not teva or minhago shel olam, or, you know, just the world carrying on in its traditional fashion. So let's understand this. When he's saying that everything is nisim, he doesn't mean to say, right, he doesn't mean to say that it's a nais. Right, but he's not coming to the exclusion of guess what, that the world has got no creator, that the world has got no one who's running it, the world is not has, there is no being that's involved or interested. It's not just that. In other words, even though we know that everything, we've talked about this before, that everything that exists in the world is the will of Hashem, everything that happens, everything that exists, every object is exists because of the will of Hashem. But there is something known as
what?
Ramban, that's what he's saying. No, more than that. That we know. It's coming to tell us that all of our mikrim are not that. They're not that. They're not Hateva. Hateva, like we've mentioned before, the Zohar says Hateva is Gematria Elokim with a Hey not a Kuf. Right? Hateva. It's all Ratzon Hashem. Right? It's all Ratzon Hashem. What's a Nes? A Nes is something which is Mirumam. Like a Nes is like a banner. Nes ala Harim. Right? Just like the town, Nes Harim, near, what do you call it? Near Beitar, right? Nes ala Harim. What do you call it? A banner is it? Right on top of what do you call it? on top of the hill. It's lifted up. It's higher. So there are nisim gluim. There are obvious nisim. The nisim, you know, all the makos in Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf. That's all. That's nisim gluim. And then there's nisim nistarim. When you do Torah and mitzvos, we do Torah and mitzvos, and when you're involved in Torah and mitzvos, and because you're a member of Klal Yisrael, because Baruch Hu put you on a different plane. He's put you on a different plane. And therefore, what happens to you, right? What happens to you? What you do? What happens to you is begetter is within the framework of Nes, because it's not the standard, right? Hashem has created, as it were, pathways, right, for the world. The pygmy shrews don't live in a world of Nes; they live in a pattern of Teva. And the Gentile world, because they're not interested, they weren't interested in connecting with the Torah, they're also living in a path of Hashem's will, but it's not on this level of Nes. But because you are attached to Torah and Mitzvahs, right? So therefore you're living in the world of Nes. Just your Nisim are Nisim Mistarim, not Nisim Gluyim. They're not revealed Nisim, right? Hashem didn't split the... That's what he's saying. He says, Umina Nisim Agdolim Ufursamim, and the purpose, yeah, From the Nisim Gluim for Samim, are the Moda ben Nisim and Istarim. But the person is Moda and Nisim and Istarim. Shem Yisoda Torah Kula. They are the foundation of the whole Torah. She'ein l'adam chelik b'toras Moshe Rabbeinu ad shinami b'chol toreinu mikreinu shekulam nisim ein behem teva u'minhago shalom. That's what he means by teva and minhago shalom. He doesn't mean he's coming to the exclusion of some, you know, some cosmologist who, what he calls, says there's no God. That's not a pashet that they recall the Rabbon Shalom is running the world. But he's more than that. When the people are not connected through it, they're living in the world of Teva and Minhago Shalolam. That is the system that Hashem set up for them. But it's not like the same sort of bilateral system that we all have, yeah, etc. That when we're doing Torah mitzvahs, we're living on a different plane. They don't have that. Bein berabim, bein beyachid. This is true not only for the tzibur as a whole; it's true for every individual. El im yatsa mitzvos yatzichenu scharo. If a person does mitzvos, so his schar brings him hatzlacha, right? Im yavor aleim yachrisenu onsho. And if he's over the mitzvos, so then what do you call it? Then God forbid he receives an onish. As a result of his onish, as it were, cuts him off. Hakol b'gzeres elyon, kasher he iskar tikvar. V'yisparzbo anisim anistorim b'inyan arabim, kasher yavo b'yudi ator b'inyan abrochos v'aklolos. And this idea of nisim istorim, it becomes, with regard to the rabim, yeah, right, with regard to the tzibur as a whole, that the Torah speaks out explicitly in, let's say, Parshas B'chukosai. That if we do the will of Hashem, v'nasati gishmichem b'itam, the rains will come at the right time, and all, etc., 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 all of those things. Kosh amra kosev, amru kol goyim, alma asa Hashem kocha la'aretz hazol, so amra l'asher azviz ris Hashem, or God forbid, if we leave the Torah, so then catastrophe, calamity befalls Kal Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, etc., and it's all recognizable because we're living on a different plane. We're treated differently. When things, when we're plugged in, things are great. When we're not plugged in, things are kaput. She aspires to medavel l'chol ha'umos shumeis Hashem va'onchem va'omer v'kiyum v'roh l'chol ha'amiyatz yishem Hashem nikro alecha v'yorom yimekah v'od efar zeh v'od ezes Hashem. And when we keep the mitzvos, so they see the name of Hashem is upon us. So in other words, what he called a Jew, right? A Jew, when he keeps Torah and mitzvos, so he is lifted up to a different plane. So now let's examine, right? And this is all learned from Yetzias Mitzrayim. And as Yetzias Mitzrayim, we saw it in the open Golui, we saw it in a revealed fashion through Nisim Gluyim, and we're meant to take those ideas, those same concepts that we saw in Yetzias Mitzrayim on the level of Nes Golui. We're meant to take them and realize that this is part of our life, b'nei nistar. Right? You know, it's the same concepts. But the Ramana is telling us that everything we saw in Yetzias Mitzrayim, everything we saw in Yetzias Mitzrayim was there, was teaching us fundamentals. Fundamentals of Hashem's Hashgacha. There it was in a revealed fashion. The whole sound and light show. Eser Makos, yeah, Moshe Rabbeinu, Paro, the Mate, all the 9 yards. Since Ramban says that the goal of the Nisim Gluyim is to teach us about Nisim Yisarim, in other words, it was meant to educate us that this is what our life is going to be about. Not Begolui, not revealed. Hashem is not going to do Nisim Gluyim for us every day. But to know that the same level, the same shorish, the same root of Hashem's involvement with us is present, but in a hidden fashion. So let's take a look. Okay? First, it's the little, you see the thing there from the Lekach Tov, Medrash Lekach Tov. It says, Laman Teda. Right? This is in one pasuk, we'll see in just a moment.
He says,
it's everything.
Yeah, in fashion, you
know,
you
have to
look for miracles, like you said last week,
you know,
the
thing, you know, what do you mean you understand what I'm saying? This is the root explaining to us. In other words, it reveals to us, right, this is the recipe of our life. This is the recipe of our life.
Even though we're not seeing Nisim Golan as we did in Mitzrayim,
right,
you're still able to experience.
So it's not
in an objective sense.
Yeah, wait, you're talking about experiencing. I'm talking about that is your reality. You're living, we are all living a world of Nais. We're all living a world of Nais. Just the Nais is not the sort of Nais. That right. It's not the nace that we experience. It's not a nace where you see it in bold lights, in neon lights, on top of a mountain. Here, the nace is still a nace. It's not visible to the eye, but it's the same level of nace.
It's not visible.
Right. Again, you can understand it, right? You can feel it, but you don't see it. And you see it in results, but you don't see the sound and light show. So it says on this pasuk, Laman Teda, right? Laman Teda. So that's the pasuk we'll come to in just a moment. This is with regard to Tzvardeya. And we find, the Medrash points out, that in many of the Makos, it says, Laman Teda, Laman Yedu, etc. He says, Laman Teda, Alkoa Tochocha, Akol Tochocha Humazkir Chatoso. In other words, Paro said, recall, I don't know, right? As Hashem, he says he's not Yodea, I don't know him. Paro said he had no Yodea of Hashem when Moshe first came to him. Right?
So even though the name, you saying that?
In last week's part, right? It says, Vayomer Paro, Mi Hashem. Who is Hashem? Asher Eshma Bekolo, that I should listen to him. The Shalach Es Yisrael, right? To send out the Jewish people. Lo Yadati Es Hashem, Lo Yadati. I don't know of him. I've never known of him, La Hashem. Vegam Yisrael Lo Ashaleach. So that's his line. Hashem Lo Yadati. I don't know about him.
That was referring to Look up his name in the Book of God.
Those are the Midrashim. You're right. But I'm saying that the idea that I don't know him. I haven't experienced with him. Right? In other words, whether he believed, right? Whether he believed the world was what they call Kadmon, which some of the Rishonim said he believed in. The world is Kadmon. Kadmon means the world always existed. So, and the world existed, Kilu, as a shadow of God. Chas v'chalila, right? That's Kfira. And, therefore, there is no Hashem who's being Mahaveh et Abriya. There is no Yudke Vavke, the Shem Hashem. Yudke Vavke speaks to him being the source of existence, of reality. So if you believe in Kadmus, he's not the source of reality. Reality exists along with him, Chas v'Chalila. Right? If he believes, that there was a creator, but the creator has no contact with the world, that's another possibility, etc. But Bekitzur, he says, Lo Yadati, I don't know him. And I've had no relationship with him. So every time a lesson is meant to be taught to Paro, and by and by to the Jewish people, and to all the world, it uses the Lashon here in Va'era of Teda, of Yediyah. So, the Pasuk says, right, with regard to Tzvardeya, okay, with regard to Tzvardeya, it says, Vayomer Moshe l'Paro, hitpa'er alai, this is after the Tzvardeim have already come, the Tzvardeim. Der Chagav, the some of Farshim said the Sfarim amongst them, Lechora, that the Tzvardim are crocodiles. They're crocodiles. Okay? Again, he's not the only one. Some are foolish in the Sfarim, but they learn that shot in the Sfarim. That what do you call it? That they're crocodiles. I think there are others who say the foolish. The Tzvardeya. Tzvardeya. Dam Tzvardeya. Right. Frogs. Mark, frogs. Right?
Mark, you said last night that there were two things that Hashem wanted to keep in the world that were still here. So he gave Paro an onish, that the Sephardia and the boils were not to be eliminated from the world. That's why he didn't die before he could go away.
Okay.
He's saying that,
I haven't said anything yet. Right. There was no creation of Yesh Me'ayin. There was no creation of something from nothing in Yetzias Mitzrayim. Everything came from something. So again, even if it's crocodiles, I don't want to get lost in crocodiles. I said we had to concentrate today. Right. Okay. Right. We really do have to concentrate. Otherwise, because we'll lose the whole importance of this. Even if they were right, even if they were, so they came from someplace else, etc. That's not the issue. Again, that's not the issue. The issue is that every time that a particular lesson is coming to be taught to Paro, and by extension to the entire world, it uses the Lashon of Yediya, to know. That's why when Paro says to Moshe, okay, get rid of the Tzvardeim, says Vayomer Moshe l'Paro, so Moshe says to him, Hitpa'er alai, try and one up me, okay? Let's see. You obviously think that I'm not in control of the situation here because I'm the shliach of Hashem. So try and one up me. Be mitpa'er alai. Yeah, try and make it look like you know better than I. L'matay atir l'cha. When should I daven? When should I pray for you? Ulavadecha, and for the sake of your servants, for the sake of Amecha, and the sake of your people. L'achris at tzvardeim, to get rid of the tzvardeim. When should I do that? Mimcha mibatecha rak bayor tisha'arna. Right? Because Paul said, I want to get rid of them. I don't want them to be by me. I don't want them to be by my people anymore. He says, when should I daven? Exactly for what you said. That you don't want them in your houses. You don't want them with your people anymore, etc. But Yomer Lamachar, he says, I want you to do it for tomorrow. Because he didn't think that Moshe could pull it off. First of all, he thought, if this were a real plague, that came from some source. The plague, somehow it came. Moshe knew exactly when it was going to happen. So it lasts a limited amount of time. So Moshe can't control when it's going to leave. He just has to know when it's coming, right? So he says to him, okay, do it tomorrow. Right? He figured that Moshe came to him, telling him, when should I get rid of him? Because Moshe knew it was going to end today. And he'll say, okay, get rid of it now. And then Moshe will say, okay, fine, get rid of it now. And he'll leave now. So he figured, Moshe knows how to play the cards. He figures he's going to outsmart Moshe, and he says, tomorrow. So Moshe says, fine, Beseder, tomorrow, exactly as you said. exactly what you said. You said you want to be rid of them tomorrow, and you said you want to be rid of them yet from your houses, from your family, you recall from what we call all the people's houses, etc. on the land. I'll do that. And that's why, yeah, when he davened, Moshe davened, it happened exactly what Paro wanted. It happened the next day. And also, the crocodiles remained in the Nile. Because he didn't say get rid of them out of the Nile, because they'd never been in the Nile before. Again, under the assumption they were called the crocodiles, like the swan understands. Right? They hadn't been in the Nile before. Not that there were no crocodiles in the world. There were crocodiles in the world.
What was the purpose again? You said that Moshe did what Paro asked, even if Paro thought he would outsmart Moshe.
Right, Moshe said...
A smart person would say, get rid of him right now.
Right, because he figures, maybe Moshe knows that he's asking me, when should I get rid of them? Because he figures Moshe knows that the plague is going to end now. He knows astrologically the plague is going to end now. He's going to say, well, so he's going to assume that I'm going to tell him, you're playing poker. They're playing poker. He's assuming, he thinks I'm going to tell him, get rid of him now. I'm like, get rid of him now. So he says, oh no, I get rid of him tomorrow. So Moshe says, fine, exactly what you said.
That's when Moshe
realized that. Right. It's not that Moshe realized. Moshe doesn't have to realize anything. Moshe's with the Shliach of Hashem. So he called Moshe showing him what he called. He says, it's not like you're smarter than him in poker. Paro's playing poker. Moshe Rabbeinu is with the Ribbono Shel Olam. So he says, fine, exactly what you said. It'll happen tomorrow and exactly the way you said it. Exactly what you said. You said you want to be rid of them, yeah, from your houses and from what you call it, from the land, etc. Fine, but in the Nile, you didn't say you want to get rid of them, and that's why they remain in the Nile. Especially if you learned that the crocodiles, yeah, etc. Right? So why writing crocodiles in the Nile? The Nile crocodiles are responsible for whatever most of the deaths of people from crocodiles in the world. But okay, that's a separate issue. But so he says. He says the Medrash, the Lekach Tov, that since Paro said, I don't know Hashem, lo yadati, I don't know him, right? Therefore, when Moshe comes and tells him, I'm gonna daven, and it's gonna get rid of it exactly the way you said it, he says, Lamanteida ki ein kashem elokeinu. Lamanteida ki ein kashem elokeinu. What does that mean? Hashem, who's Mahava, who's the creator of everything, he's Elokeinu, he's Mashkiach Alei Mashkiach HaPratis. So I'm going to use your exact request in my tefillah, and that's the way it's going to happen. So that shows the response, right, of Hashem to tefillah. Hashem responds, the creator, the Mahaveh, Yud Kei Vav Kei, the source of everything that I'm representing here. I'm his Shliach over here. He is Elokeinu, he is Mashkiach Alei Mashkiach HaPratis. He hears the prayers exactly the way they're said and responds exactly the way they're requested. That's the first lesson. That's the first lesson. Okay? The first lesson that we recall that we learned from Yetzias Mitzrayim, that we learned in a phantasmagoric fashion. You know, Tzvardim, when they want to learn their frogs, they want to learn their crocodiles. Yeah, but the tefillah took place exactly the way that Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Said that Paro said, I want to get rid of them tomorrow. Moshe Rabbeinu said, fine, it'll be tomorrow. Paro said, I want to get rid of them from my people and my houses, etc. Moshe said, it'll happen exactly like that. But in the Nile, they'll remain, because you didn't ask for that. You didn't ask for that. So it tells us the fundamental that Hashem hears, right? Hears what man says, right? And the response of the tefillah, as it were, is in accordance to the request. Fine. Right? Go down to the middle of the page. We spoke out the other stuff first. Yeah, but no, we spoke it out already. This is one of the Rimbachis, basically, we would call it.
Middle of the page.
Yeah, it says, Sefer Shmos, Per Ches. Sefer Shmos Perkes. This is by Orov.
Who's Orov?
Dan Tzvadei Akinim. Orov, the wild animals, the mixture is what we call the wild animals. Ki im incha mishaleich es ami. Right, this is Moshe Rabbeinu speaking. If you don't send, to Paro, hini mashliach b'cha uvavadecha uvamcha uvavatecha. Tomorrow I'm going to send into you and to your servants and to your people, right, into their houses. The Orov. The all the different types of animals from all over. Umalu bate Mitzrayim, yes, arov. All the houses of Mitzrayim will be filled with the arov. They were coming in, they're grabbing, what do you call it, Rahman Aslan, what do you call it, you should be spared from some sorts of things. Wild animals grabbing children out of the houses, etc. Even the earth itself will be swarming with snakes and things, other things that are inside the earth itself.
I understand what you're saying here.
I'm not sure what's complex. The arov, the animals will be sent. They're going to be in your houses, right?
That's the plague,
arov.
They'll be everywhere.
Right, they'll be everywhere. They'll even be in the earth itself, even by Gama. Right, even the earth itself will be swarming with snakes. Gam ha'adoma asher
heim aleha. How many varieties of wild animals were there?
Don't know. The flacy, next pasuk, the flacy vayomahum is Eretz Goshen, and I'll show that Eretz Goshen is different. I'll separate it, right? It'll be mufla, it'll be separate. Land of Goshen where the Jewish people are living. It's Eretz Goshen, asher ami omer aleha, that my people are there, they're living there. Levilti yos sham arov, so there will not be there the arov. Laman teda, once again, laman teda, like the Medrash says. Every time he says, Hashem lo yodati, and all of the Marcos are come to re-educate. Oh, now you will know. You said you didn't know, now you will know. You will know the thing that you said you did. Hashem lo yodati. We said that was with Paul's initial.
I don't know Hashem.
Right, I don't know Hashem. So every time he wants to instruct him, right, every time he wants to educate him, everyone wants to educate him, so what does he do? He says, Laman teda, so you shall know. Right? You shall know. You shall know. So you'll know.
I'm trying to be serious.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Right?
You'll know.
Do you hear what I'm saying? Every time he wants to educate him, he uses the word Yediyah. You said you didn't know Hashem, and then the pasuk says Laman Teda. Now you will know the idea of knowing Yediyah.
That there is a God.
Right? Not just there is a God. What do you call that's good for what he called for you know that's very broad. Each time it's a new lesson. The first lesson was that exactly the way you requested from me. To pray to Hashem, that's exactly how and when it happened. That was the first idea. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
And now the second one is what? So it says, Laman, right? Ki Laman Teda, Ki Ani Hashem Bekerav Haaretz.
So all the knuckles were expressions that Paro should learn that there is a God, that he should know.
Again, and when you say that expression, that God, Paro should know there is a God, you're backtracking. He's learning specific lessons about Hashem. Not just there is a God, you know, what you call it, okay, now give me back the beer and pretzels and I'll go back to the television set, right? He's learning about Hashem's involvement with man. Not just that he is. He's learning about his involvement with man. So the first lesson was a lesson of prayer. What you asked for is exactly what you're gonna get. Nachon? The second lesson is what do you call it? Laman teda ki ani Hashem bekerav haaretz, to know that I am Hashem in the midst of the land. Now, what does that mean?
That was with the arov.
Oh, bidyuk, right, with the arov.
You should know that Hashem is in the midst of the land.
So, what does that mean? That's again, once again, what we're trying to do, we're trying to take these expressions, which you can translate the words right into English, but until you think about what it's saying. It's meaningless. He's in the midst of the land. Okay, so now we translate it into King James English. It's wonderful. He's in the midst of the land. So if you don't think about it, so it's like a few more droplets of water rolling off the back of a duck, right? He's in the midst of the land. Okay, right? Now let's go further. What does it mean he's in the midst of the land? What does it mean? So the Medrash says, "Laman teda ki ani Hashem bekerav haaretz." Like the little box underneath the right underneath the pasuk tes. He says, "Shlo tomar sheshchinasi b'shamayim v'lo ba'aretz." You shouldn't say that my divine presence is in the heaven and not in the earth. Elamole chol aretz kvodo. Lo chol aretz kvodo. The aretz is filled with Hashem's glory, His presence. Yizbarach, ushchinaso. Right? And His dwelling. He dwells here amongst us. Ukeshem shani shalit bashamayim.
We should say.
Of course. That's what he's learning from this. That's what he's learning from this, okay? Ukeshem shani shalit bashamayim. And just as I rule in the heavens, so too I rule on the earth. In other words, what is he doing? He's explaining that just as a king, right, has his entourage, his presence, his escorts, etc., yeah, his escorts, his guards, his armies, yeah, in his palace, so Hashem in Shamayim, Right? We don't see Hashem in front of us. We don't see Him in front of us. We can't see Him. Right? Ki lo ra'oni Adam v'chai. So He's transcendent of us. But we know there's an entire system, right? An entire system in Shemaim of order. That order, just like He has an order, an entourage, guards, armies, yeah, envoys, emissaries in Shemaim, so too He has on the Aretz. So he has in the arts. That's
supposed to be like a reflection of what is in the land.
Right, what's in Shemaim is in the arts, and what you call it, and once again, this is another level of understanding of Hashem's hashgacha in the world. In other words, He's with us here. He has everything that's happening here. All of the events, all the creations over here are His emissaries. They're His emissaries. He's dwelling here, and His armies, his shlichim, are all around Him, down here also. Rashi says, "Leman teda ki yanei Hashem b'kerev ha'aretz, afal pi shishchinasi b'shamayim, gzeirasi miskayemes b'tachtonim." Even though Rashi says a little bit differently than the Medrash, he says, "My shchina is in the Shamayim." The Medrash says, "My shchina is also on the aretz." Okay? But the idea of Rashi is that it's just as you would call it, my holiness, my dwelling place. The way I dwell is in Shemayim, detached as it were, or I should say not detached, but transcendent of what he called of the Aretz. But my Gzeros come down here in parallel to what we call the will is in Shemayim. So here I've also got emissaries. Says the Rebbeinu Bachye, "Laman teda kenei Hashem bekerev ha'aretz, shalit u'mashgiach bekerev ha'aretz la'hashchis et ha'mordim la'hatzilas avotchim bo." Just like a king has got armies, as it were, right? He sends out his armies to protect those who are loyal to him. He sends out his armies to vanquish those who are his enemies. So too, just as a king has that, says Hashem, I'm exactly the same way, right? Right? I have my emissaries, I have my armies. Vama king keneged paro.
Where are they?
What?
Chabad?
I reiterate, if we're not going to take this seriously, it's not going to go in.
That's a question. Where are the emissaries?
We're talking about Arov, right?
Arov.
Right, Arov. In other words, his emissaries are here are going to be the mixed multitude of animals. The orangutans, the badgers, the bandicoots, the pygmy shrews, the crocodiles, like the cacomissals, right, and the skunks, and the skinks, etc. Shahaya kofir b'ashgachav. I am
Malach.
Malachim means shlichim, right? So there are different types of shlichim. There's shlichim called, like in Shemayim, called Michael and Gavriel, right? And they're his shlichim. Everyone is his shliach down here in Aretz, right? Even the animals here. That's what he's proving over here, that everything is serving the purpose, right, of Hashem's will down on the Aretz. So the idea being that we call the Laman Teda, Kani Hashem Bekerva Aretz, that just as in what you call it, you might think, you know, I'm powerful in the heavens, I've got an entourage in the heavens, etc. But down on the earth is what you call hodgepodge, mishmash, what you call all different types of things. No, these are all my shlichim. Here on the earth also, they're all my shlichim. Okay? So that's what he called, that's the lesson, that's another Laman Teda. Remember, Paro says, Hashem lo yodati, right? Lo yodati is Hashem, I'm sorry, lo yodati is Hashem. I have not known Hashem. And now the Pakos and Bakos are coming, okay, you have not known, you don't know, now you'll know. You'll know the first thing we said, Laman Teda, from the Tzvardiim, that he responds to Tefillah, that he relates to man, and exactly what man requests, that's what in turn he receives. You said, we let them be gone tomorrow, they'll be leave tomorrow. You said, let them be gone from my houses, but you didn't mention get a ring from the Nile, they'll remain in the Nile, but they'll be out of your houses. Right? You didn't know Hashem. Well, fine, now you learn a new thing about Hashem, by the Arov. You learn by the Arov that, what? Manteda can Hashem care of Aretz. That just as I am, like the Midrash says, just as I am in heaven, I have an entourage in heaven, I have an entourage here on earth. They're like an army. And so too, the Arov, it's not like they died. By the Tzvardim, they died and there was a big mess all over the place. Yeah, etc. In the Arov, they retreated. They went back to where they came from. Just like an army. Just like an army. What's not going to do? All of a sudden, the serpents, you know, right? They died, right? All the wild animals, right? The gorillas, the mandrills, what we call the lions, the tigers, the bears. Oh no, right? They died, and they didn't die. They retreated like an army. They had done the job that the king sent them out. The mission the king sent them out on. They had attacked his enemies, right? I.e. the Mitzrim. They they did not attack his friends. Right, his loyal subjects, the Jewish people in Goshen. Even if a Jew were inside Mitzrayim, he'd gone into Mitzrayim for whatever reason, he had to go to the Makolet in Mitzrayim, he wasn't attacked. And when the job was done, they retreated. Just like an army. Next. No, I've decided that I'm going to try and be better, and
I'm controlling myself.
Okay, that's good, that's important. You can only do what you can with the tools available to you. Okay, see, now you got me going already. Okay, but you call the so now the next one, the next limud. We got these are important things. Right, call the next limud.
What arov was? What number in Makos was that?
Dam, Svardea, Kinim, Orov, four. Okay. So we did Svardea, which is two, Orov, which is four. Yeah. Now Borad.
Four, lightning.
Seven.
Thunder?
No, Borad is the hail.
Hail.
Yeah. Hail. This is a key. Bapamazos.
That's number seven?
Yeah. Borad, Ar, Bechoshech, Emakas, Bechoros. 7, 8, 9, and then 10. Kibapamazos an shulech es kol magefosai el libcha uvavadecho vamecha bavur teda ki ein kamoni b'chol ha'aretz. So Moshe Rabbeinu introduces, he says, at this time, right, I'm sending all of my plagues, right, el libcha, to your heart, uvavadecho, right, and which goes your servants, uvamecha, and your people, bavur teda, so you shall know, ki ein kamoni b'chol ha'aretz. There was no one like me b'chol ha'aretz. No one like me.
Like
Hashem.
Why are you saying that? I understand the way this is.
Why this is going to prove that?
Yeah.
Oh, so let's we'll see. That's what we're learning. Okay.
Wait, what pasuk do you have?
This is what you call the bottom of page one. Karakes pasuk yudalid. That's by Borad. Valder hamedrash.
Where I was to prove that there's nothing like Hashem.
Ain kamoni. There's no one like me. B'chol aretz. Right. No one like me. Obviously that's the question. Okay. Says Rabbeinu Bachi, Valderach HaMedrash, Es Koma Gifosaya, Borad Maku Meshaber Ilonos Va'esh Sorefes Es Soshoroshim. What happened? The Borad came down with fire inside of it. There was fire inside the hailstones. Fire inside the hailstones. Okay? And there it's called Koma Gifosaya. Borad Maku, the Borad would break and smash the trees. Va'esh Sorefes Es Soshoroshim. And the fire would burn the roots. This was a complete job, right? The tree gets smashed down by the, what do you call it, by the hailstones itself, and then the fire that was inside of it burned out the roots. The lohaisa, right? Sinas habarad matesh es korach ha'ish, and the cold, right? Solid block of ice, right? Solid block of ice. the cold of the ice did not lessen or weaken the strength of the fire.
What was frozen? The trees?
No, the bora, the hailstones.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And in other words, the two things coexisted. The fire didn't melt the hailstones, so they were in their full force. They broke down the trees. And the hailstones didn't lessen the strength of the fire, and they were able to burn up completely the roots of the trees. What's the comparable to? L'melech basav adam, like an earthly king. Sheshav shnei duchasim. He's got two dukes. They name Sonim Zed, that they hate each other. Zel yamim yotam melechim l'chama. He has these two dukes. He's got these two, you know, these two dukes. Yeah, right, whatever. Let's not get lost. Yeah, zel yamim yotam melechim l'chama. Melech one day goes out to war. V'nitzarech lehem. Right? He needs both of them. Even though they hate each other. V'hishtim b'neim. He brings shalom between them. Kachsiv hamshel b'fachad imo osa shalom b'mromov. Right? That's what the prophet says in Eov. That dominion and generating fear in those who oppose him are all with him. At the same time, he makes shalom b'mromov. In other words, Hashem needed the koach of Eish and the koach of Mayim to work together. The angel associated with Mayim is Michael. The angel associated with Eish is Gavriel. Those are opposite forces, fire and water. Hashem caused them to coexist, right?
Who's the Melech of water?
Michael, right? The what do you call the and caused them to coexist,
right? Ice is
Gavriel. What do you call it? No, fire is Gavriel. Fire. Right? And he caused him to coexist in order to do his bidding. So now, not only, that's the Ein Kamoni. In other words, the first Yediyah is Hashem, here's your Tfilos. That was the first one. We learned that from Svardim. And exactly where you daven, that's what you get. Nachon? The second Yediyah is that there's a structure to the world, everything in the world is arranged as emissaries of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Everything is an emissary of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's not like what you call, he's on vacation in Acapulco, right? And whatever's happening here is happening here. And he's in heaven, and he's what he calls, he's involved with, you know, with cosmic, what do you call it, snooker, right?
Zucker?
Snooker.
Oh, snooker is right there.
But the third lesson is that there's no one comparable to him. Here on the Aretz, in Kavoni v'Chol Aretz, he bonded together fire and ice, which are in opposition to one another, to do his bidding. Then, after what he called after Barad, to get rid of Barad, so it says, "Vayomer Paro, Vayikra Moshe LaAaron, Vayomer Aleihem Chatasi Apam." Yeah, this is in Perek Tes Pasuk Chav Zayin. This is after Barad, right? What do you call bang, bang, bang? The trees are all destroyed, right? The roots all burnt up, according to the Medrash also. Vayishav Paro. Paro sends to call for Moshe and Aaron. Vayikra Moshe Aaron. Vayomer Aleihem Chatasi Apam. I have sinned. Hashem Atzadik. Hashem is the righteous one. Vani Vami Harishayim. And I and my people are the what do you call the Rishayim. Hatiru El Hashem. Pray to Hashem. Rav Miyos Kolos Elokim, right? Let me recall the sound of the came down from heaven with the barad falling to the earth, yeah, etc. Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah. Ubarad Vashalcha Eschem Velos Svin Lamud. Tell him to stop it, right? And I would recall it, and I will send out. I'll send you out, right? And they won't have to stay here anymore. Vayomer Elav Moshe. Moshe said to him, Kitzesias Ha'ir Efrosis Kapai El Hashem. When I come out of the city, I will hold my hands heavenward. V'hakolos echdolun, the sounds, right, the thunder sounds will stop. V'barod lo ye'od, and there will no longer be falling of hail upon the land. Leman teida, so that you shall know, ki lashem ha'oretz, that Hashem belongs the earth. That's a very interesting thing. In other words, this is an issue, but we have over here is a very interesting thing. Before the Barad started, the lesson of Barad was to teach Ein Kamoni B'chol Aretz. There's no one like me. I can make a bond between fire and ice. No one else can do that. afterwards and Moshe's praying to get rid of it, it's also a lesson. There's a lesson in the prayer, right? What's the lesson in the prayer? Leman teida ki l'Hashem ha'aretz. No, you should know that the whole earth belongs to Hashem. Whole earth belongs to Hashem. So what's the lesson in that? So now we really got a halt kup, right? Listen to this Kedushas Levi, Rav Levi Yitzchak Berditchev. It's a long piece here, right? That's just pretty cool. We'll read it. We'll try and synopsize where I don't think it's necessary, but it's a very...
The page?
It's here, right here, Kedushas Levi, right? Kedushas Levi, right? Very, very fundamental.
Oh, that's the last paragraph?
Right, last paragraph. Vayomer Moshe Paro, right? That's Rav Levi Yitzchak Berditchev. Okay? Vayomer Paro, Moshe Paro, Tepayar Alayla Masaya Atir Lecha. Right? This, he's quoting the pasuk that we saw, the Gabe Tzvardeya. And then, right, Vayomer Lamachar, Vayomer Kidvarecha, Laman Teda, fine. Ulamakas Orov, right, he's going through the same pattern that we went through. Lamakas Orov, Ksivi Flesi Vayomer Ua, Seretz Goshen, Asher Yamil Meda, Lea, Levilti Yos, Sham Orov, Laman Teda, Kian Yashem Bekerava Aretz. Right? I am Hashem in the midst of the land. The Kodim Makas Borod, Ksiv, and before Makas Borod, it says, all the psukim that we pointed out, right? Baruch Hashem, all the psukim we pointed out. He brings them down. Lakas barik siv ketesi yisair efros kapay el Hashem. Right? Kol ziyachdol mantidaki Hashem aretz. So he points out there's a yedia, a lesson to be learned by Tzvardeya. Again, we point out the lesson to be learned. The Torah points out the lesson to be learned by Tzvardeya. Torah points out the lesson to be learned in Orov. The Torah points out the lesson to be learned from Barad. And the Torah points out the lesson to be learned from the Tefillah of Moshe after Barad. The Torah Club in Shinui
Alasha. Is that
what we're on now? Well, we've seen all four things, right? Tzvardeya, Orov, before Barad, and after Barad. The near the forest was Shiatid Shemayim. The inin ukach, right? The inin is like this. Dinei isa bazoar akadosh. Listen to this. Ani rishon, a pasuk says, ani rishon v'ani acharon. Umi baladai ein elokim. Pasuk says, kol mar Hashem, melech Yisrael v'goalo, Hashem tzvokos, Lord of hosts. Ani rishon, I am the first. V'ani acharon, I am the last. Umi baladai, and aside from me, ein elokim. There is no other force. Okay, that's in Perek Mem Dalet in Yishayahu. Says the Zohar, quotes the pasuk. Says the Zohar, ani rishon da cholam. When it says ani rishon, that is a cholam. What's a cholam? You know the
sure.
What?
Sure.
No, not recall. Not refu and a chola. Cholam is what he called is the O sound. What he called the stick or with the dot on top,
mm-hmm.
Right? Or just the dot on top. The cholam, cholam. Ani cholam. That's ani rishon.
Mm-hmm.
I am the first.
Cholam is
in, when you're writing the nekudos, the cholam is the what he called the O sound on top. The O sound on top. V'ani acharon da chirik. Right? And I am acharon da chirik. That's the chirik. The chirik is the dot on the bottom, the E sound. Ani rishon on the top. Ani acharon on the bottom. Umi baladai ein elokim da malafom shurak. That's the shurak. That's the record, the U sound in the middle. You hear it?
Yeah.
Ani Rishon is the cholam on top. Ani Acharon is the chirik on the bottom. Umi Baladai in Elokim, that's the shuruk in the middle. That's what the u sound in the middle. It's coming in the middle of the right? It's the middle of the vav.
He's everywhere.
Top, bottom, middle. Okay? Hovin Zah Maimer Kini, Zos Mudas, the Holy Israel, Niku Rashis. Right? The Jewish people are called Rashis. We're called Rashis. We're called the Rashis to us. We're the first grain of Hashem. Right? And we're also all of Machshava. Right? Like Rashi says in the beginning of the Torah. Rashis bar Elokim. So we bring the Medrash. Brachis Bishvil Rachis. The world was created for Rachis. What is Rachis? The Torah is called Rachis, and Klai Yisrael are called Rachis. Right? In other words, the source, yeah, for which the world was created, or the purpose for which the world was created, yeah, is Klai Yisrael. They're called Rachis. Bishvil Yisrael Shiknuk Rachis Nivru Kol Olamos. Everything was created for the sake of the Jewish people. K'maimar Chachamein Uzal B'Rachis Bishvil Yisrael Shiknuk Rachis. Hashem Yitzbarach, Baruch Hu mitpa'er by him. Hashem, right? He, as it were, is glorified through the Jewish people. He's mitpa'er by him. He's glorified through the Jewish people. Kosh across Israel, Hashem b'chol espa'er. V'tzadikim impalim b'tzfila, Mashem rotzim, right? Hashem, as it were, is glorified the Jewish people in their actions, their deeds, and therefore the tzaddikim, through their tefillos, they change around everything. And that's Hashem's glory. It's not His glory, oh, I want it this way, right? I want it this way, and they force me to do something else. Lehetach, the involvement of man, here we talk about the tzaddikim primarily, yeah, the involvement of the tzaddik, who knows that he's connected to his Creator, and he knows that his Creator wants that relationship with him, that his Creator is glorified by the relationship, as it were, that he has with this tzaddik. And the greatest glory is accomplished, is shown through when the tzaddik is mispalel and brings about, yeah, what appears to be a change in God's will. It's not a change in God's will, it's God's nachas, as it were, yeah. It's God's nachas when we daven and we take away a difficult situation and we bring what we call a better situation for us. That's what He wants. He wants us to be involved with Him just as He is involved with us. That's what the Zohar meant, right? That's what the Zohar meant. Ani Rishon, right? I'm the first. It's a reference to the source of everything is for the sake of the Jewish people. The koach of tefillah, which is shown through the Jewish people. Hashem is involved with us. Hashem takes nachas from us. The koach of tefillah shows that, what he calls, that his deepest, as it were, ratzon, is that we should be connected to him, just as he is objectively connected to us. And that's shown through tefillah. This is the Rav Levi Yitzchak. That's what this the Zohar is coming to explain. It's coming to explain that the lessons, right, the lessons of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The first lesson is Ani Rishon. I am the Rishon. What did we see? We saw in the Chumash the first lesson where it says Laman Teda is the Koach of Tefillah. Right, when Moshe prayed, he showed to Paro that exactly the way I prayed for you, which you were based on your request, it happened when you wanted it, and it happened the way you wanted it. The Koach HaTfilah. That's, he says, that's what the Zohar means. That's what the Zohar means when it says Ani Rishon, to show that what that Hashem, whose will, his glory, his nachas is what he called, is to be connected to the Jewish people and to show that they, what he called, that they connect to him, and that the koach atfira shows that, right? How much nachas he gets from their, as it were, appearing to change his will, right? To get him to respond, kavi yochol, as it were, through their tefillah. That's his greatest nachas. That's his greatest glory. That was the first. That is the first lesson of the makos. You should know Amanteda, like we said before, it was teaching Yisodo tefillah. That was the way we looked, right? Tzardeya, right? Right? That's the cholam. That's on top. Nisim, right? Shakurish Baruch Hu also Amu Yisrael Nisim Hei Melubashim Mederek Hateva. When Meimorcha VeEster, then there also their Nisim that Hashem does with the Jewish people that are Nisim that are cloaked in Teva. You don't see something which is, you know, it can't be, but it is. It's cloaked in teva. Like in the day,
nature.
Right? Right? In nature, right? It's what he called, like, the days of Mordechai and Esther. Like, if you want, you could read what he called the whole Megillah, if you know all the facts of Megillah. So we know it's written Ruach HaKodesh, but if you want to be cynical, you can say, oh, it's all political machinations, right? Beauty contests, political machinations, etc. It's hidden. You don't see anything that's against the rules of Teva. That's the dot in the middle, right? That's pretty cool. Remember, the Zohar said that the lesson on Yerushalayim and Achron, Mibadayin Elokim, teaches us the top, the bottom, and the middle. So now he's saying what he called, now there are lessons that are hidden. They're hidden. We don't see, you know, what we call Hashem's hand, etc., as being something that's against the rules of nature, per se. Those are hidden. Those are in the middle. Sandwiched in. You know, that's the middle. In the middle, right? Kmo shurik, shubitoka teva, kach Hashem yizbarachu, v'go ko amin. Hashem is in the midst of all the worlds. Leis ata pomimine, there's no place that's vacant of him. Afil betivim. Even the natural forces, all doing his will.
Those are the hidden things?
Yes, the natural forces are doing his will.
That's on the bottom.
No, in the middle. In the middle is hidden. Like the middle is hidden. The middle of something is in the middle, right? Something on the top, something on the bottom, somebody calls you see to one degree or another, right? Right? But something is in the middle is hidden, like the core of the apple. You don't see the core of the apple, you see the stem, you see what it's called, the what it's called, right? The flower part of the bottom. Yeah? You don't see the middle. Right? What's that? That was Orov. Orov, we said, the animals attacking is natural. All different types of animals attacking, right? Because all are natural. Oh, it's true, they came in a, all mixed all together, you know, all of a sudden they retreated, etc. But there wasn't anything per se in the animals attacking that wasn't natural. That's a Mibladai Ein Elokim. Right, Mibladai Ein Elokim. There is no other force. In other words, I am the source of all the forces. All the forces in Teva are my entourage. They're my armies. They're doing my bidding. They're doing my will. Even though you don't see anything that's super. It's miraculous in that they all came at a certain time and they all came together. They're all just attacking Mitzrayim, etc., etc., etc. But the hordes. Those are natural hordes. Those are natural hordes. Those hordes that still exist now. Of animals. Yesh Bechina Cheres. Right? Masha Hashem Yisbarach Barov God will machlis v'megadei ha-reshayim sh'yatiru sh'malchusu v'kol mashalom. Right? And the record, there's another aspect that Hashem wants to reveal. Right? He wants to reveal that even the lowest of the low, the reshayim in the world, that the lowest of the low are not the amoebas. They're the middle. They're part of the world of Teva. The lowest of the low are the reshayim. That even they will recognize, right? That Hashem is what he called is running the show. Ani Rishon, Vani Acharon, Umi Baladai Ein Elokim. Ani Rishon is, right? There's my lofty connection to the Jewish people. They're the source and the reason for creation. And Umi Baladai Ein Elokim. There's no other force in the world except for me, right? That's in the world of Teva. And the last thing, and the Acharon, is I want even the lowest of the low to reveal that I am, what do you call it, I am Hashem. Who are the lowest of the low? The Rishayim. And that brings us to what? That brings us to Barad. Brings us to Barad. Right? In Barad, we saw before it took place, the lesson to be learned, as stated in the Chumash, is to show that Hashem creates, as it were, a peace between two forces that can't coexist, fire and ice. Right? It's totally miraculous.
The Jewish people, the northern force, and then it's the lowest of low. Is that the three dots?
The dot on the top is the Jewish people, right? And what do you call it? And that the source, the Reishis, the beginning of everything, is what he called, is to have the relationship with the Jewish people, and that that Hashem gets nachas, right? From our prayers, etc. So that Moshe Rabbeinu showed the koach of prayer in the first, what do you call it, in the first Makkah. You get exactly what you wanted. Again, that's to educate Paro. It's also meant that we're meant to be educated from what Paro saw and realize that just as it was in a phantasmagoric fashion there, you see, that's in our lives. Our tefillos have a koach. exactly as we asked for them. Right?
Is that the middle dot?
No, it's the top dot. The top dot.
Well, you said the top dot were the Jewish people.
The Jewish people. They're saying the prayer, the koach of prayer. It's, we went to learn just as Moshe Rabbeinu davened. Yeah. For Paro, to get rid of the, what do you call it, to get rid of the Tzvardim, yeah? And it happened exactly, and when he wanted it, exactly how he wanted it. Nachon? So that's the top dot, because the top dot is, because we're meant to learn from that. We're meant to learn from that. And that our Tfilos is what Hashem wants from us.
Or the force.
Oh, so wait a second. So that was the top dot.
That's right.
The middle dot, yeah. which is hidden, is what he called, is that Hashem is driving every force in Teva. And that's the Arov. The Arov over there, right, the lesson of Arov, is what he called, these are all natural forces. The orangutans, the baboons, the mandrills, what he called, the crocodiles, the alligators, right, the lions, the tigers, and bears, etc. They're all coming, these are all natural things, but they're all Hashem's entourage.
That's the middle dot.
And that means Hashem harnesses what appear to be kokos of Teva for his will. And so does Nisim for the Jewish people in request for what the Jewish people meant to learn from this. It's not that we should expect that Hashem is going to send a baboon tomorrow to save us, yeah, etc. But we should learn that he harnesses the kokos of Teva, the kokos of what he called all the geopolitics that we see that's going on now, right? All the geopolitics we see that's going on now. Hashem is running it. The record that Donald Trump should become the president of the United States, Hashem is running it. That he should all of a sudden become so friendly. What it all means, I don't know necessarily, but Rico, he should become friendly to the Jews. He's got so friendly to many, he's got from Jews working, what are you working for? He obviously, what he called, he cares for the Jews, really. His actions are demonstrating what's in his heart, I have no idea. But what he's demonstrating, what he called, he's all Shnei Hashem, Lei Velachim, Mesarim, Yad Hashem, the heart of what he called of kings and princes in the hand of Hashem. This is the middle dot. That's the middle dot. And that's what we learn from the Orov. Just as the lions, the tiger, and bears are doing his will, those are natural things. So do politics as natural things. James and Mordechai and Esther. You want to be a cynic, you could say, because Esther was so beautiful, because she swayed what he called Achashverosh's heart. Mordechai's a very cunning politician. Vomit, right? It's all Hashem's Ashgacha. He's guiding it this way, guiding it that way.
And the third dot is lowest.
The third dot is that the lowest of the low should recognize that there's Hashem. Who are the lowest of the lowest? He said, not the hydras, not the amoebas. Yeah. The Rashayim, those who cut themselves off from Hashem, even they will have to admit. So what does he say? Ain kamoni b'chol ha'aretz. If you look right in the middle, it's what he called it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 lines up. It says, filu. Right? The last word of the line is v'leis. Yeah, we see the last word of the line is v'leis. The last word on the line. Lace, v'leis. You see it? Vav lamed yutov. Right, so right before it says, v'filu madregat tachlona, even the lowest level.
What's v'leis, is not?
Yeah, we'll get a little thinner. V'filu madregat tachlona, sham kvodo. V'leis atar ponimine. Even on the lowest madrega, right? There too is his glory. And there is no place, there is no experience, there is nothing in existence that is vacant of his presence. He's everywhere. He's in everything. Even in, what do you call it, the Rishayim, who you think they cut themselves off. They can't cut themselves off. Even in the most physical things, Hashem is there. Right? Everything is from him. And it's pointed out in the fact that we call the fire and ice. I mean, he doesn't talk about that per se, but the fire and ice coexisted. I mean, it's all his doing, so therefore he can get fire and ice to coexist. Oh, even at the time when a non-Jew davens, prays, Elav Yisbach, Hashem Yisbach, Shomea Tfilas of Ozelo, Kamo Shem Yispal, Shlomo Melech, Ova Shalom, the Gamla Nachmi. So that Shlomo Melech said, that when he inaugurated the Beis HaMikdash, that the request is that Hashem should hear the Tfilas of even the Gentiles. Especially the Gentiles, because they don't understand. If he doesn't respond right with the way they want, so they get all bent out of shape. So he told them, respond. Vezusho dielo Moshe Rabbeinu al vashon ki Hashem ha'aretz rotz lomar Hashem yizbarach mashkiach batachton umimchon shifra mashkiach hakol yoshvei aretz hini b'makas barad lo hispalo Moshe Rabbeinu al vashon avur sheyishalach ha'am. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he davened, he didn't daven, okay, Hashem, relieve them of the makkah because they're going to send out the people. Right? Because the Paul says he's going to send out the people. Because he knew Paul wouldn't send out the people. He Moshe Rabbeinu Yoda.
He wouldn't send them out after
Barad. Right, by Barad, at this point already, we're already in the stage where he knows that it recall. Now Hashem is just keeping him going, just to demonstrate the points. Right. This is, it's really cool. It's for following. He Moshe Rabbeinu Yoda shol yishalach es ha'am kmo she'amar lo v'atol avadecha yodati ki terem tir'un mipnei Hashem Elohim.
That's what it means when it says Hashem hardened his heart.
Yeah. So what he calls
Hashem only said that after Barad?
It's actually before then already. But he calls when in this context when Moshe Rabbeinu is davening, when it says, it's already after that point, right? Already after that point. Utfilas Moshe Rabbeinu al v'sholom hayam mipnei she'amar Hashem ha'tzadik. In every tefillah, right? You don't just say, you know, you can't come and daven to Hashem and say, I don't believe in you, I don't care about you, I already called, you know, I already called, just give me what I want. It is ridiculous. You've got to enter into the realm of the Rabbonu Shalom. You have to put yourself into that realm. So the way we do it is we talk about in the first three brachas about Hashem is Mashgiach, right? Hashem is omnipotent, he's Mechayim Esim, Hashem is transcendent, and yet he's close to us, he's Atta Kodosh, Kedosh Mechol Yomi Alucha Selah. That's what we do. You enter into the highway and byway of Tefillah by projecting yourself through those ideas. So when Moshe Rabbeinu would daven in the early part of the Makos, right, Paro is what he called, is showing regret. Right, he's showing that he's coming towards Hashem, he's showing regret, he may want to send them out, etc. So therefore, give him his request. Allow what he called, take away that makkah. But at this point already, that's not the issue. His regret is irrelevant, because he's not going
to
let them go.
The issue is
to show. Kibosh Rabbeinu Yodah Shalom Yishlach Hasa'am, Kibosh Omer, Ba'atah Vodach Yodati, Kitzerem Tzirun Mipnei Hashem Elokim. Utfilat Moshe Rabbeinu Olav Hashom Hayim Mipnei Shomer Hashem HaTzadik. You know why you should listen to his tefillah? You know why you should listen to his request? His tweeting called Paro's request to get rid of the Barad is because he made the statement Hashem HaTzadik. Hashem is the Tzadik. He declared that Hashem is what he called is the Tzadik. That means even the Goyim, even I shouldn't say the Goyim, even the Rishayim in the world, right, will make the statement that Hashem is what he called, that Hashem is one. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah was that Hashem should remove the barad to show that Hashem hears even the tefillah of the Nachri, even the tefillah of the Nachri, when he recognizes that Hashem is the Tzaddik. In other words, listen, right? Listen to even the prayer of the Rasha. Of the Rasha. Why? Because he realizes that you're what he called, that you are the Tzaddik. You are the Tzaddik. You are righteous. And he's wrong. Even though he's not going to change his ways, right? But at least he recognizes that. That's the reason. So Ani Rishon is what he called the Tfilos, yeah, that are there for the purpose of the Rishon, of the Jewish people, right? That was the first lesson in Tfilah. First lesson in Tfilah. And we learned that through Tzvardei. Exactly what you daven for is what you get. Ani Acharon, the last lesson, right, is that even the, what we call the lowest parts of existence, i.e. the Rishayim, will eventually declare, yeah, that Hashem is what Tzadik. And he'll respond even to their tefillah then, right? As it were, right? Called because their recognition, right? This context over here that you'll hear their tefillahs. Why? Because at least they recognize that Hashem is the tzaddik, right? The whole earth was declared that Hashem is one. And in the interim, you should know that everything that's happening in the middle, in the sandwich of Teva, is all from Hashem. So just like Ramban said, the lessons that we saw in the sound and light show of Yetzias Mitzrayim, right? It's not just what happened then. Those are lessons that we have to be mafnim, is where we have to put them inside of us, because these are the lessons of the way our life runs. We have to know this. We have to know this clearly. To know it clearly. Okay.